You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. It is Thursday. Happy Thursday to you. Thank you for taking 30 minutes of your Thursday to join me. We're in the Word of God, as always, here on WGOD. We are tuning into God's frequency. I just picture that. You know, God is always speaking. He's always broadcasting, to use a radio term. All you and I need to do is go to where he's speaking. Tune into his frequency. That's what we do here at our church, here on this radio program. Word of God speak. We're going to be encouraged here today in this message, the trustworthiness of Scripture. There's a lot of naysayers out there, and they're owned by the devil. The first four words by the devil were questioning the Word of God. And those that do that are in his camp. Because we know that all of Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And Peter said that holy men of God spoke as they were moved. The Greek word pharaoh means to be carried from one place to another. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. King David, he said, the Holy Spirit spoke through me, and his words were on my tongue. Rest assured, every jot and tittle in the Bible is inspired. That's where we're at in this message. If you'd like to hear the whole thing, islandcommunitychurch.net. Click on the link there that says radio broadcast. You'll find every sermon that's come out of this church for the last 11 years now from both Pastor Darren and myself. And our statement of faith is on there as well. No more important thing to know what we believe and teach about Jesus Christ. So I encourage you, visit our website. I invite you to come to one of our services. My sermon this weekend is Work Out Your Own Salvation with Fear and Trembling. Back in our verse-by-verse study in Philippians chapter 2. Here now today. As a matter of fact, we'll let this intro play tomorrow, Friday as well. So we'd love to see you this weekend, Sunday morning at 10:30. So now, depending on what day it is, you'll hear part two or the ending of this scripture, of this sermon, the trustworthiness of Scripture. So if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, or some translations say confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him up from the dead, you will be saved. And the most famous verse in all the Bible, John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Notice you don't need to burn one calorie to be saved. You don't need to give any money to the church. You don't need to be baptized to be saved. You need to believe in Jesus Christ. Your faith is what saves you. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, so that no man can boast about it. Okay, so regarding the trustworthiness of Scripture, the title of this sermon, let me throw a couple of verses at you. 2 Timothy 3:16. Let me just read these to you. The next place we're going to turn to will be Psalm 22 coming up in a couple minutes. But the trustworthiness of Scripture, 2 Timothy 3:16. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Now, the NIV reads this way. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and the training in righteousness. So, this book is trustworthy. God has authenticated the Bible. How? By the Son of God quoting from it. That's what authenticates it. And the Lord Jesus quoted from this book to silence the devil. He used the word of God. Jesus quoting from this authenticates this. And by God is authenticating his Son by raising him up from the dead. When Jesus rose from the dead, that proved and authenticated every word that he ever said. Any person can get up and say that they're someone that they're not. But when you rise up again from the dead, when 500 people see you alive, God authenticated every word that Jesus said. He proved who he is. So all scripture is God-breathed. You see, that's the problem in the world today. People don't trust the word of God anymore. And this is your source of truth right here. The Apostle Peter wrote this about the word of God and how it came about. 2 Peter 1:21. Now, I'm going in order on your handout. These verses are on there. If I don't go fast, you guys will be here until 1 o'clock. Well, some might not be happy with that. We got visitors today. I don't want to keep them until 1 o'clock. Give them a month, and then maybe. Sorry, folks. I'm not sorry at all. This church loves the Word of God here. And it's the greatest blessing to me. It's unspeakable as a pastor. You know, pastors quit and they get depressed all over the country because people don't give a rip about God and about his word. And they can't wait to leave and get out. What a blessing this is for me. I just want you guys to know what a blessing it is for me that you guys love the Lord and you love his word as much as you do. That's just super energizing for me and this gentleman over here. No one wants to leave because everyone loves the word. 2 Peter 1:21. And you guys know when I come down hard on you, it's because I love you. And because that's what I do. It's Colossians 1:28. Paul was charged. He said, I present every man and woman blameless before Jesus Christ. That's what I do. That's what I do. Eileen, Tim, meet the Lord Jesus. Jesus, Eileen, and Tim. And everybody else. That's what I do. Present you blameless. It is, isn't it? Imagine being a doctor and knowing the cure and not giving it to anyone. This book's got 100% cure rate. 100%. Any cancer, it's all gone. Just do what it says. He's never lost a case. Do what it says in this book. And you will walk out of this church healed of anything that really ails you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. People have left this church healed of serious diseases because they put Jesus first. They trusted in God. They considered it all joy when they encountered various trials. Knowing that, the testing of your faith develops. Right. Get out of my way, devil. God is for me. And that doesn't come from your pastor playing tiddlywinks and wasting your time and preaching the 87-week series on tithing. I don't do that. We preach the word of God here, verse by verse. That's what we do. That's how we've gone from 10 people in here to nigh on 60 or 70 in season. Let God be true and every man a liar. God is the one who keeps adding hungry people here to this church. Okay. Peter, here I am.
2 Peter 1:21. For prophecy never came by the will of man. That is, men never sat down and said, you know what, I'm going to write me a book in the Bible. Prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. You can know and trust when you are down and out and depressed and you need some gusto and some get-go and you need a lift, that when you read this, this book is inspired. It's alive. It's sharp. It's powerful. This will give you whatever you need. Holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. All right, how about the Old Testament? Where's our proof that the Old Testament's inspired? I'm glad you asked that question. 2 Timothy in the Old Testament, you need a new pastor. 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 2. David said this on his deathbed. For those of you that love the Psalms, this is what he wrote right before he died. Listen to these words. Quote, "The Spirit of the Lord spoke through me, and his word was on my tongue." How many people here love the Psalms? Isn't that encouraging and comforting and awesome to know that every jot and tittle that you read in the Psalms is inspired? But not only that, he said all scripture is inspired by God. The Spirit of the Lord spoke through me. This is why for over 2,000 years, men have been trying to find fault and disprove the word of God, but they're unable because God wrote it and it'll never be proved wrong. And those people are all employed by the devil to get you to doubt the word of God. That's the purpose for it. The old tape up, to raise up the old eyebrow. All these naysayers and people out here, they're trying to get you. They're doing Satan's work. Indeed, hath God said. Okay, our last point today. Let's call number 4, let's call it tomorrow's newspaper. Anyone watch the Preakness yesterday? Man, wouldn't I have loved to go to that track, having a newspaper the day before. But like I always say, I fear if I had tomorrow's newspaper, my obituary would probably be in there. So much for winning on that horse. But then again, since I've received Christ, my Bible says, and I believe my Bible, that to die is G-A-I-N. Gain. It's not loss. Tomorrow's newspaper, or officially, the Word of God predicts the future. Good Lord, where do we start here? Jesus did the exact same thing on Easter morning. The Bible says, beginning with Moses and the prophets, he showed them all things concerning himself. Where to start? Let me give you a couple of these. Micah the prophet, 700 years B.C. The Bible says, you, Bethlehem, are few in number. That you, Bethlehem, even though you're a small town, it's just like that Christmas song. How does it go? The first line. Oh, little town of Bethlehem. Oh, little town, though you are few in number to be reckoned with among the thousands, yet out of you is going to come forth to me one to be the ruler, and his goings forth are from the beginning, even from eternity. What do you do with that? Not too many people fit that bill. How many people do you know? Now, this was written 300 years after David, so if you're an atheist or a scoffer, you can't point to David. 300 years after he died, God said, someone is going to come out of Bethlehem, and he has no beginning, and he's existed since eternity. That is what I mean by tomorrow's newspaper. No other book would dare predict the future other than the Bible. God promised 700 years before the fact, 300 years after King David, who also was from Bethlehem, that he was going to have a supreme ruler over Israel and over all the world who existed from all eternity. And he would be born in Bethlehem. All right, that's one. Next up, Isaiah 7:14. Behold, the Lord's going to give you a sign. Behold, a virgin is going to conceive and give birth to a son. How many virgins do you know have given birth? If you have a Revised Standard Version of the Bible, find the nearest waste paper basket and throw it out. Because those eyebrow people, they've changed it. No, God didn't say that, did he? God didn't say that. So they went in and they changed the word of God because the Hebrew word Alma could mean young woman. So they changed the word of God to behold, a young woman will give birth and they're going to call his name Emmanuel. How many young women have given birth? How many young women in this church have given birth? Come on, only one? How about every... Thank you. Let's be honest here. I'll conservatively put the number at 1 trillion. All right, 783 billion. How many virgins have given birth? Only one. Only one. This book is tomorrow's newspaper. No one else would dare tell you the future. Only right here. Next up, Zechariah the prophet. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout for joy. Your king is coming to you. He is righteous and he has salvation, lowly, and he's going to ride into town on a donkey. Now remember, on Palm Sunday, Jesus did exactly that. Rode into town on a donkey. Now that's three. See, there's no stopping the word of God from being fulfilled. Church, you can trust your Bible. All right, next up, Psalm 22. Psalm 22, if you'd like to turn there. Sunnies and Longhorns will wait. They won't close. You still can make it there. Right off the bat, first verse, Psalm 22. He says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Now, he wrote that 1,000 years before Jesus Christ ever spoke those famous words while hanging on the cross. Fulfilled in Matthew 27:46. From the sixth hour was darkness over the land until the ninth hour. At the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, Eli, Eli. Lama sabachthani, that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Now that's either one of two things. Either one, Jesus was fulfilling this word and proving that the word of God is true down to the last dotted I and crossed T. Or number two, he was a fraud. And while hanging on the cross, he goes, oh, that's right, there's one more thing I got to do. I got to shout this from the cross so everyone will think that I'm someone special. Do you think he did that? That's four things this person has done. That's 50 million to one. That's the odds of you winning Powerball every Saturday night for the next year. 50 million to one. 50 million to one. Actually, 4 is 1 in 10 to the 27th power of one person doing 4 things about them before, written about him before they was born, to have one person do 4 things. Born of a virgin, rides into Jerusalem on a donkey, There's hundreds. Psalm 22, verse 16. Now, remember, this is David speaking 1,000 years before anyone ever heard of Jesus. If you want to be technical, about 973 years. Quote, this is Psalm 22, verse 16. Dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They look and they stare at me. They divide my garments among them. And for my clothing, they cast lots. Fulfilled Matthew 27, verse 35. It says, then they crucified him and divided his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, they divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Now there's numbers 5, 6, and 7. Now you've hit Powerball every Saturday night for nigh on 50 years. Boy, don't you think that they'd be tired of seeing your rear end every Monday morning in there? Oh, I'm back. Oh, here's my ticket. Every year, every week for 50 years. You show up to the Powerball office every week for 50 years on Monday morning. Here you go. Here you, they'd name that street after you by then. Every week for 50 years. You hit Powerball every week for 50 years. And you say, up goes the eyebrow. No, 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 I don't believe that. I don't believe. You don't even need to be a believer to believe that. But unless you're a believer, you can't believe it. You can't believe it. If you're not given the gift of faith from on high, I don't care how many weeks you hit Powerball, you ain't going to believe that. Abraham says they got Moses and the prophets. They got the Bible. Let them believe that. If you don't have the gift of faith, I don't care how many Powerballs you hit. You're still not going to believe. All right. Psalm 22, verse 7. This next one just, if you thought I was excited before, this next one just slays me. Here's one that's written 1,000 years before it happens. And notice, please, notice the quotation marks around it. Psalm 22, verse 7. It says, all those who see me. Now remember what David wrote. The Holy Spirit spoke through me. And his words were on my tongue. Okay? Those who see me ridicule me. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head, saying, all right, now, look at the quotation marks around something that hasn't happened yet. Okay? This is such unmitigated. This just blows me away. You know the way we use that, you know, oh, President Biden said, and I quote, or anyone. You know how we use that figure of speech all the time? When we say, and I quote, means what? Means you're going to verbatim give someone an exact quote of what. Now, David, 972 years before it happened, notice the quotation marks there. All those who see me ridicule me. They shoot out the lip. They shake their heads saying, quote, he trusted in the Lord. Let him rescue him. Let him deliver him since he delights in him. All right. Now that psalm was written in 1000 BC. It was found in the Dead Sea Scrolls 50 years before anyone ever heard of Jesus Christ. It's written in the Greek Septuagint Old Testament, which I have translated. It's in my office if you want one. That dates back to 250 BC, 250 years before anyone ever heard of Jesus. So you can't say Christians went in and added it later. It's in It's in the library in Alexandria, Egypt, the greatest library in the world, 250 BC. What David said under inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He trusted in the Lord. Let him rescue him. Let him deliver him since he delights in him. Now, Matthew chapter 27, verse 39. Let me read it to you. Now, Jesus is on the cross. A couple people walk by him, and they make this seemingly casual comment. This is what they said. Well, those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads, saying, quote, "You who destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God." Oh, that's funny. That's what Satan said to him. "If you are the Son of God, come on down from the cross." Likewise, the chief priests also, mocking with the scribes and elders, said, quote, "He saved others. Himself he cannot save. If he's the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross and we will believe him." Now, listen to this. "He trusted in God. Let him deliver him if he'll have him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" Church, this verse ought to just drive us to our knees in exaltation of Almighty God. You can trust this book. That's my message to you today. You guys can trust this Bible. Revelation 19:10, it says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, meaning it's all about him. All of this is written. Bible prophecy is given. Everything is spoken and given so that you would know that the man in the glory is Lord. And that by believing in him and by receiving him, you can have everlasting life. That's why the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. I want to encourage you, trust in your Bibles. Use it for strength. Use it for encouragement when you're down and out. Everyone is down at some time or another. You need a pick-me-up. You need to be encouraged. Get it from the Word. The Word is alive. Jesus said, "My words are spirit and they are life." When you find yourself questioning one thing or another, remember, the Bible is true. And it was written down by eyewitnesses, and it is God-breathed, and you can trust this book. Let's pray.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.